Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ty, this fraud department. How can I help you?
Hi. Somehow something got ordered for $6.70. I didn't dispute that, but when it came now on this bill, it's $92.90. So I called it, find out what it is. Oh, it's a mail enhancement supplement. Whoopie-doo. It was never ordered. No product was ever received, and I want this removed from my bill.
Let's see. So, to make sure my right account, can you verify the shipping address?
4617 Greenholm Drive, number 1, Sacramento, California, 95842.
Thank you for that. I'll just give me a few moments, and I'll be right back with you.
I think they think that you're going to give up. It takes you 45 minutes. Except you'd get billed this amount every month.
Few more moments. Has a few more moments. Let's look over this real quick. I apologize, Philly, man. Still looking through the account.
Have you found it?
Yes, I found the account. Just looking through it. Yes, so see, there's a trial done for the XFX Ultra Male Strength Booster supplement.
I don't know. You don't say that on the credit card bill. It all says change diet now, primary code.
So that's the that's the merchant ID. But see, there's a trial done for the male enhancement. It's for start off at $670. We pay shipping and handling up front, and then you have 14 days to try it out. After 14 days, it charges the full retail price for the product, which is $92.90.
First of all, we don't need it. And second of all, we never ordered it.
So, Do you remember a charge for $670?
We have never received any product.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember doing a charge for $670 on April 10th?
Nope.
For $670, okay. $114, you don't remember doing that. You sure no one else in your household could have made the purchase without your authorization?
No. We're not interested in the product, so why would we do that?
Trying to make sure, since it's fraud, to make sure. You sure no one else could have made the purchase? It's mail enhancement. It's for like stamina and boost strength.
My husband, listen to me. My husband is 80 years old. And we don't do that anymore.
Let's see. A few more moments. So, and have you disputed the charge?
I'm disputing it now.
Let's see. A few more moments, man. A few more moments. Okay. What I have to do is, what we do is contact local authorities, send them the IP address, and send them the pilot, send them the IP address so they can verify if it's fraud or not. They'll get the IP address, locate the device that was used, and locate the place that the device was used at. Just give me a few moments, and I can see what I'll be right back with.
Okay, I didn't understand. Excuse me, you're breaking up a little bit, so I did not understand anything you said.
I said that, okay. Let's see. I was saying that since saying this is fraud, stating this fraud, all I have to do is contact the local authorities, give them the IP address on the account so they can verify the device and location that the item was purchased. Just give me a few moments and I'll be right back with you. Few more moments. Three more moments. Listen, so I was doing a few more. I'm going to refund the 9290. I'm going to refund that. Refund it now and make sure the account is canceled. And then the police will continue the search. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect back into your account. It just depends on your financial institution.
Okay, so you are going to refund the $92.90.
Yes, it'll be $19.90.
And that should show up in 3 to how many days?
3 to 5 business days. It's going to be 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so I don't have to do anything else?
No, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate this very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.